各位的弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天又到了我们一次的，到了我们受洗的一个主日。
Today is a baptism Sunday.
那不是每一次洗礼的时候，我都讲受洗的意义这样的题目。
Not every time when we have baptism in the church, we actually preach about baptism.
因为已经隔了一段时间，所以我们今天还是要讲一讲我们为什么要受洗。
Because it has been some occasion, so I'm going to speak on this topic again today.
那圣经里面有两个圣礼。
There are two sacraments in the Bible.
那一个就是洗礼，一个是圣餐礼。
One is baptism, and the other one is the Holy Communion.
那今天上午我们两个圣礼都会在教会举行。
Today we have both.In this service.
这两个圣礼都指向一样的事情。
Both of them actually point to one common thing.
那个就是耶稣基督的死。
That is the death of Christ.
因为耶稣基督为我们死，这一点对我们的救恩是至关重要的。
Because the death of Christ is actually crucial to our salvation.
不时有人会问我，为什么我们要受洗呢？
From time to time, I get asked, why do we have to be baptized?
我信主就好了，我不接受洗礼可以吗？
Well, why can't I just accept Christ without being baptized?
这一次也有人这样问我。
Even this time round, I have been asked.
如果我们问这样的问题的话，
if we ask this question,
那么同样的问题我们也可以问。
We could actually ask questions such as,
我自己信主就好了，我不参加聚会可以吗？
Well, if I just believe in Christ, can I just not go to church?
如果我们再把它延伸一下，问一些类似的问题。
If we extend this same question to other aspects of life,
我们两个年轻人彼此相爱就好了，我们需要结婚礼吗？我们需要办结婚吗？
Well, if we have two young people loving each other, then do we actually have to marry, get married?
大家觉得可以不可以？
Well, do you think so?
我们觉得不可以啊。
No.
那为什么呢？
Why?
通常如果有人这样问我的时候，我就会问他。
If someone actually asked me this question, then I would ask him or her.
那么为什么你不愿意接受洗礼呢？
Why do you don't want to be baptized?
如果他愿意来坦诚分享的话。
If he's going to be frank about this,
那么大部分的那个问题都可以解决，他就会很欢喜快乐的去接受洗礼。
Most of the time, people would actually have their questions resolved, and then he or she would accept to be baptized.
因为通常要么是他对这个洗礼有不正确的认识。
Either that this person is not really having a good concept understanding of baptism.
或者是他的心底对恐惧对洗礼有某种类型的恐惧。
Or maybe he's actually worried about the baptism act itself.
那么那两种原因，如果跟传道人谈一谈，一般都会解决，也不会有问题。
Well, these two issues can be easily resolved if you actually talk to your pastor.
经常有些人会拿一些圣经的经文来支持，不需要洗礼。
Well, there are people who actually use verses in the Bible to support the idea that you don't need to be baptized.
那么通常都是一些对圣经一知半解的人。
This is actually just a misunderstanding of the Bible.
圣经不是说我们口里承认，心里相信就可以得救吗？
Well, the Bible actually says that, well, we actually accept Christ through our mouth and then believe in him in our hearts, then you can be saved.
这里没有讲要求洗礼啊。
Well, this here it doesn't mention that you have to be baptized.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Because it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved, and it is with your heart that you believe you are justified.
那这是罗马书十章十节的经文。
This is verse 10, chapter 10 of Romans.
那这里是在讲得救的原则。
Here it actually talks about the principle of being saved.
那得救是在乎一个人真心的相信耶稣，接受耶稣。
To be saved, you need to believe in Christ. You need to believe in Christ and actually accept him.
那么口里承认，心里相信，就是口和心要一致。
Here it says that if you declare your faith in God and then you believe in your heart, then you are actually one in both your mind and your heart.
这里是在讲 洗，这里不是在讲洗礼的问题。
This is not about baptism here.
所以并不是要排除这个洗礼的必要性。
This is not to exclude the necessity of baptism.
圣经上其实有很多要求我们信徒去接受洗礼的经文。
Actually, in the Bible, there are so many verses that would actually require us to be baptized.
那为什么你不去看这样知识洗礼的经文呢？
Why do you not actually look at those verses?
很多基督徒利用一些经文来，利用一些经文的片段来支持自己的观念。
Well, many Christians actually use sections of the Bible to actually support their own views.
那经常他有意或者无意去忽略一些不支持自己观念的经文。
And then either consciously or unconsciously, actually ignore the Bible verses that require them to be baptized.
其实我们不应该是先有自己的立场，然后再去找经文来支持自己的立场。
Actually, as a Christian, we should not be really having our standpoint first, and then try to get evidence support from the Bible.
应该是反过来。
It should actually be the reverse.
我们应该先全面的了解这个经文怎么样讲，我们再来决定自己的立场。
We should understand the true meaning of the Bible before we actually formulate our views.
经常也有人拿圣经的一个例子，就是有一个强盗钉在耶稣的旁边，他得救了，这段经文来支持这个人不需要洗礼。
A very common case cited to support the fact that, or the argument that you do not need to be baptized is the situation of the robber.
你看那个挂在十字架上的那个强盗，他没有洗礼，他悔改就得救了。
They say, well, this robber actually did not get baptized, and that, but he was saved.
那圣经的确有这个例子。
Well, this case does exist in the Bible.
但这个只是在极为特殊的情况之下的一个例子。
But you have to understand this is a very special case.
因为那个罪犯已经再没有接受洗礼的机会了。
Because this robber has no chance of getting through baptism.
那么尽管是在这样非常特殊的情况之下，
Even in this very special circumstance,
那神的恩典还是可以临到这样的人。
God's grace can still reach to reach out to this person.
我们不能拿一个很极为特殊的一个例子来做一个常规来遵守。
We should not actually confuse a special case with the law.
如果你是一个死囚犯，马上要被抓到去刑场去枪毙。
If you are actually on a death sentence and you are going to be facing the firing squad.
你突然悔改要信主。
Well.
你突然悔改，要声称要信主。
And you actually met Jesus, and then you repent and you believe in Him.
当然，你那个时候已经再没有机会去接受洗礼。
But then you do not have the chance to actually get baptized.
如果你躺在医院的病床上，在正在这个垂死的那个后阶段。
And also, if you are dying in a hospital bed,
你也没有机会。你信主了，你也没有机会再去接受洗礼。
Even if you believe in Christ, you may not have the chance to be baptized.
那请问你是不是处于这种极为极端的情况之下呢？
But I ask you, are you in this very, very special situation?
如果不是的话，那你也不需要用这个例子来为自己辩护。
If not, then this special situations, the argument does not apply to you.
那圣经很清楚地吩咐，洗礼作为一个信徒是必要的。
The Bible actually states very clearly that baptism is required of Christians.
刚才啊 ，James 在我们读的这个经文，马可福音的十六章十六节说：“信而受洗的，必然得救。”
Our chairman of the ceremony, James, actually read to us this passage in chapter 16, Mark, saying that, well, he who believes and be baptized would be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
Those who do not believe would be condemned.
他没有说信而不喜的必被定罪啊，圣经没有这样讲啊。
The Bible did not say that, if you
信而不喜的必被定罪，圣经没有这样讲啊。
But the Bible did not say that if you are not baptized, but you do believe, that you'll be condemned.
他说的信而得救的必然，信而受洗的必然得救，他的重点是在强调信，那信而受洗的必然得救。
It also only says that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. The important point here is about believing.
如果你的信是真的,
if your faith is true,
那么受洗就是必然的。
Then baptism is just a natural course.
这就是为什么说他信而受洗的必然的就，所以洗是因为你信的一个结果。
So therefore, to be baptized is actually just a consequence of believing.
除非你是在一些特别的情况之下，刚才我提到的那些情况。
Unless you are in very special circumstances.
所以我们应该去接受洗礼。
Therefore, we should actually accept baptism.
我们的主耶稣为了尽诸般的义，在圣经马太福音的记载。
In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said that because he wanted to make righteousness complete.
也就是当时犹太人普遍遵循的一个习惯，去接受洗礼。
And it is also a common practice amongst the Jews in those days that you accept baptism.
耶稣自己亲自去接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
So he actually accepted to be baptized by John.
所以耶稣为我们树立了一个好的榜样。
So Jesus actually set a very good example for us.
在马太福音的最后面二十八章的最后。
And in chapter 28, Gospel Matthew.
就是在大使命里面，主耶稣也吩咐我们。
And in the Great Commandment, Jesus said to us.
他说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
”Go make disciples of every people.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And baptize them in the name of the Lord, of God, the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵守。
And ask them to honor all the commands that I've given you.
所以这个大使命有三重的含义在里面。
So this great commandment has three layers of meaning.
那第一重是去啊，出去，去给人传福音给万民听。
The first one is that you have to go and preach the gospel to everyone.
那如果有人信了之后，就是。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And when someone believes, then you baptize him or her in the name of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Son.
所以第三重的意思，那么信了受洗了之后，还有门徒训练，凡主所教导的，都应该要教导他们遵守。
The third layer is that once someone has believed, then you have to train him up so that.This person can actually listen to God's command.
所以这是一个完整的三重的一个三重的意义在里面。
Then you would have a complete three-layer great commandment.
那今年有一个人曾经问我，他说我去赌场里面吃buffet啊，吃自助餐可以吗？
Someone also asked me, well, is it all right if I go to the casino to have a buffet?
我就告诉他，我说。可以，但最好不要去。
And I said, yes, but better not go.
那这里面有两重的原则在里面。
Here we actually have two layers of meanings.
那这个就是跟保罗在哥林多前书教导有关吃祭偶像食物的时候，他有一个很重要的处理原则。
Well, this is actually illustrated in Paul's teaching.Regarding the consumption of food sacrificed to idols.
这个原则对所有的基督徒都适用。
This principle applies to everyone as a Christian.
这个原则实际上有两个层面的考量。
There are again two levels of consideration.
那么第一层的考量是做一件事是可以还是不可以。
Well, the first level is that whether you can do something like that.
那么一般的答案就是两个，叫 Yes, you can.
Well, the first answer is
就是可以
yes, you can.
另外一个很清楚就是 no, you can't. 你不可以做。
The other answer is, of course, no, you can't.
那这是第一层的考量，最低层的考量，做一件事是可以还是不可以做。
Well, so the first layer of consideration is whether this is something you can do or not do.
那么通常那个答案就是比较清楚，可以或者不可以。
Well, the answers are usually very simple, either yes or no.
比方说，圣经里教导我们不可杀人、不可奸淫、不可撒谎，那这些我们是不可以做的。那 don't do it.、Yeah.
For example, the Bible says very clearly that you cannot kill someone, and you should not commit adultery, and you cannot lie.
那这个是第一层的考量。
This is the first layer level of consideration.
那么对于那些 yes 可以做的事情，我们再来有第二层的考量。
But well, for those things which can actually pass this first question of yes, then there is a second level of consideration.
那么第二层的考量是 good or bad， 就是做这件事情对我或者对周围的人有益处吗？
The second layer of consideration is whether this is something which is going to be good for other people.
就是我做这件事会让别人跌倒吗？
Will I actually be a stumbling block to someone else if I did this?
所以这个简单而言，就是第一层的考量是可以不可以。
So the first layer of consideration is whether you can or cannot do this thing.
第二层的考量是好与不好。
The second level of consideration is whether this is something good or not good.
所以圣经教导我们说，凡事都可行，但是不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
That's why Paul said, "I have the right to do anything." You say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive.
所以有一些可以做的事情，我们未必一定可以去做。
So, even for things that we can do, we do not necessarily want to do it.
有些事情本来是可以做的。
There are things that we can do.
但因为它不好。
Because it doesn't actually do good to others.
所以我宁愿牺牲我可以做的自由，而选择不去做。
So I rather sacrifice, give up on my right to do this thing, so that others would not be harmed.
那这个就是保罗在哥林多前书里讲的那个原则。
This is the principle mentioned by Paul in chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians.
至于刚才我们在经文里马可福音十六章十六节所讲的
，and as in chapter 16, verse 16 of Mark.
请问信而不喜的人可不可以得救？
Well, I ask you, well, those who believe but do not get baptized, will they be saved?
可以还是不可以？
Yes or no?
信而不喜不受洗的人可不可以得救？
They believe but they don't get baptized.
可以吗？
Will they be saved?
可以啊。
Yes.
请问不接受洗礼的人可不可以参加礼拜？
Well, those who do not get baptized, will they be allowed to join our service?
可当然可以。
Of course, yes.
不可以人可不可以不受没有受洗的人可不可以祷告
？Well, those who haven't been baptized, can they pray?
不受洗的人可不可以奉献
？Can they make offerings?
啊，都可以，对不对？都可以。
Of course, yes.
那不受洗礼可以吗？不接受洗礼可以吗
？Well, so does it mean that we can actually just not be baptized?
所以那个从第一层的考量，做还是可以做还是不可以做，我觉得是可以的。
Well, so if we go back to the first level of consideration about this question, then you can actually not be baptized.
但是第二层的考量，好与不好呢？
But if you go to the second level of consideration, whether this is something good or bad,
那不受洗礼好不好呢
？Well, if you do not accept baptism, then is it good or bad?
我觉得不好。
I don't think it is good.
因为你没有遵守主的吩咐。
Because you did not listen to Christ's command.
你没有把握机会来见证主。
Because you haven't actually grabbed the opportunity to witness Christ.
也没有经历这个洗礼与耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活的这么一个过程。
And you haven't actually gone through this process of baptism to be actually dying with him, to be buried with him, and to be resurrected with him.
而且对弟兄姊妹也是一个不好的榜样。
This is not a very good example to other brothers and sisters.
所以不接受洗礼不是可以不可以。而是好与不好的问题。
So, not accepting baptism is not really a question about good or bad, or can or cannot. But it's not about a question of can or cannot, but it's about the question of good or bad.
所以我们还是需要接受洗礼。
So that's why we accept baptism.
那么同样的原则，去赌场吃饭可以不可以？
Well, the same principle. Can we go to the casino for lunch?
那当然可以，你可以。
Of course you can.
但是好不好呢？
But is it good?
会不会对你周围的人或者对着你遇到的人会有一些会让他们感觉到跌倒呢？
Well, will it actually be a stumbling block to other people that you meet and know that you go to the casino?
所以它是一个第二层的考量，好与不好的问题。
This is then falling into the second level of consideration.
那这是我们基督徒，这是我们基督徒考虑一些事情的时候一些基本的原则。
This is actually the fundamental principle that we Christians should use to value things.
请问我们当中已经结婚的弟兄姐妹
？Well, I ask those of you who have actually already been married.
在我们结婚的时候，是不是我们是不是很羞耻跟人知道你娶了一个太太，或者是你嫁了这个老公呢
？Well, I ask you when you got married, were you actually very, very ashamed of letting other people know that you've married this man or this woman?
如果是这样的话，那当然是不太正常，对不对
？Well, if this is how you felt, then that would not be very, very normal.
同样，我们受洗归入神的家，也不应该是鬼鬼祟祟的私下进行的一个动作。
Well, the same principle applies. So we should not be sneaky about we are getting baptized.
因为这是一件非常荣耀、非常欢喜快乐的事情。
Because this is something which is actually very glorious and very very something to be celebrated.
Yeah. 婚礼，你的婚礼再丰盛，你的婚礼排场再大，也没有办法保证你的婚姻生活幸福。
No matter how glamorous your wedding ceremony is, there is no guarantee that your marriage would actually be good.
那么同样洗礼这个本身也不能带给你一个 丰盛的生命。
The same way, baptism cannot guarantee you a very fruitful Christian life.
那洗礼只是一个 entry, 只是一个入门。
Baptism is only the entry to this whole path.
公开接纳你那个进入神的一个大家庭。
To declare your faith in Christ openly.
所以你的属灵的生命只是刚刚开始。
So this is only the start of your spiritual life.
在属灵上，你仍然是一个婴孩，还需要喂养。
You are still an infant in spiritual life.
你需要在一个团契的，或者是教会的一个大家庭里面来学习成长。
You have to grow in the family of Christians in a church.
那如果一个婴孩一个人在外面晃荡很危险，对不对？一个 infant 在外面一个人晃荡是非常危险的。
If you let an infant wander around, then it's extremely dangerous.
那么同样，一个刚刚受洗的一个婴孩，你如果不参加教会，同样很快就会被咆哮的狮子会吞吃掉。
Similarly, if we do not actually protect a young infant Christian, then he or she would be very easily eaten up by the roaming lion.
那么两年，我来这里两年多的那个时间，已经有六七次的那个洗礼。
Well, for the 2 years that I've been here, I've seen actually 60 to 70 people baptized.
有六七次，有六七次的洗礼，大概有四十多人接受洗礼。
Oh, sorry, it's actually 6 to 7 occasions of baptism, and about 40 people baptized.
但是似乎大部分的这个受洗后的弟兄姊妹没有这个继续留下来。
But sadly, the majority of these people did not actually stay in the church.
但是我知道有一部分人确实他是离开了黄金海岸去了别的地方。
Of course, I do understand that a lot of them had to leave the Gold Coast.
但是这是一个很可惜的一个事情。
But this is nevertheless a very disappointing scenario.
那么洗礼之后的第一个动作就应该是加入一个地方的教会。
The first act through baptism is that you join the local church community.
那么教会就是由信而受洗的一群人所组成的。
Because the church is formed by those who believe and are baptized.
那个教会是在地上代表神的国度。
The church represents the kingdom of God on earth.
因为我们属灵生命的成长需要在一个群体的生活当中来培养来操练。
The growth of our spiritual life would require the nurture in this Christian community.
我们的属灵的一些果实
，the fruits of our spiritual life，
包括我们彼此相爱，
For example, we love each other.
彼此包容忍耐。
To actually be patient with each other.
节制。
To have discipline.
那么这一系列属灵的果子都要在一个群体的环境里面才可以培养出来。
All these fruits of our spiritual life would have to be nurtured in the church community.
所以我们今天有四位的弟兄姐妹来接受洗礼。
So we have four brothers and sisters to be baptized today.
我们欢迎他们来加入我们这个教会的大家庭。
We welcome them into our church.
如果你这四位的弟兄姊妹在我们当中继续的聚会和观察，仔细的观察。
If these four brothers and sisters actually continue to actually observe what happens in our church,
那你总可以找到一些适合你的服事的岗位。
You would always be able to find some suitable surface roles in the church for you.
愿我们主的恩惠与今天要受洗的四位弟兄姊妹同在。
May God's grace.Young Christians to be baptized today.
Amen.